From Spark and Anvil and Effects Forge, this is Lamp in Chapter 1 of the Effects Forge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Lamp is a small firefly tween in a chunky spotlight headlamp with a small 3-light rig on her workbench, key, fill, and back.
She is warm amber and cream, deeply curious about shadow and how it tells an audience what to feel before an actor says a word.
The silent author of mood. Shadows tell the audience, I am Lamp. I teach lighting design. My work is to make lighting visible as a creative choice, not an invisible default.
The silent author of mood. Shadows tell the audience what most people think lighting just makes things visible, but its real job is to be the silent author of mood.
The silent author of mood.
Shadows tell the audience what text. Light a scene one way, it's comedy. Light it another way, it's horror. Same actor, same words, different light, different story.
The silent author of mood.
Shadows tell the audience what text. The foundation is simple. 3-point lighting. A key light for illumination, a fill light to soften shadows, and a backlight for separation.
She grew up in an Evening Meadow village. Her family were lantern makers who shaped the mood for the festival storytellers.
The silent author of mood. Shadows tell the audience what text. By age 6, I knew the lesson. The audience's mood is set by the light, not just the story.
She walked to the Effects Forge Academy at 13. A mentor asked her one question. What is lighting design?
The silent author of mood. Shadows tell the audience what to feel. The key to fill ratio is the mood control.
She was appointed on the spot. Key, fill, back. Direction, ratio, color. This is the whole primitive, the silent author of every story.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to National Core Art Standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.